Good morning. You're tuned in to Headquarters Central of your happy place. It's Rosie on the house. Here to melt away your anxieties about home ownership, remodeling, maintaining, or improvement. We're here to tackle any question you might have. This hour, we are completely, totally unrestricted open lines. Whatever you've got questions about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin, now's the chance to jump online. We've already had a couple people jump in early already. We still have open lines. The number's 1-888-767-4348. And gauging by the first hour of the show, I'd say Tucson's listening.
Yeah, lots of people wanting tickets to the home show next weekend. It should be a good one, too.
Hey, we'll be broadcasting next Saturday from the Tucson Convention Center. And they sent me a whole parcel of tickets. And what we've started in the last hour, we're going to continue this hour. We still have enough. A good bunch of them have already gone out.
Well, we'll just keep giving them out until they're gone.
So how are they going to get these tickets?
They're going to look for us on Facebook if they're not already friends. Friend us.
Okay.
And then just send me a message saying, I would like some tickets, and send me your address. But put it on the message part so not everybody can see it.
And everybody that sends us a notice for that, we'll send them four tickets.
Four tickets, all right.
Four tickets,
all right.
Okay. So we've got a bunch to go through. I'm surprised how many we gave out just in that first hour. But I think we have enough here to go for at least another hour.
We'll just
or so.
Keep going.
Yeah. Hey, I have an alert, a buyer's alert to give to the entire Arizona population. I want to challenge y'all to find out if you are familiar with Habitat for Humanity's Restore locations. Do you know there's 13 of these stores located throughout Arizona? I got an alert here just, I think it was like Thursday. Yes, it was Thursday. One of the stores, actually two of the stores out in Peoria and Goodyear, received a donation of 430 brand new, never been used, dual pane windows that are still in the manufacturer's box.
Wow.
Wow. Now, they're all different sizes. Now, that is a perfect example of what you can find at your Habitat Restores. I've got another alert here that the Phoenix store received four beautiful, humongo, ginormous slabs of granite.
And what a great way to support a great organization.
And you're going to buy this stuff for literally pennies on the dollar. So here's what I want you to do. When you're considering home improvement or home remodeling, I want you just to Google Habitat Restore Directory in Arizona. You'll get all 13 locations. You'll find the store that's closest to you. And go in there and just kind of walk the aisles. This isn't all secondhand stuff that's scratched and dent. There are great scratch and dent buys on a lot of great used products. But they get a lot of manufacturer inventory overruns of brand new stuff as well. And you'd be doing yourself a huge favor just by getting in there and take a look at it. They've got stores in Tucson, Sierra Vista, Romy, what are there, five or
Anthem,
six?
Anthem, Cottonwood, Flagstaff, yeah. Goodyear, Mesa, Payson, Peoria, Phoenix,
Prescott,
yeah. Sierra Vista, Tucson, Wickenburg, and Yuma.
Yeah, so get in there and give it a chance. The Romeros have supported Habitat for Humanity for a long time. I love their tagline, it's a hand up, not a hand out. It is an excellent.
They make you work for it. The restore, you just go and buy what you need. But
right.
For the nonprofit that Habitat was in housing, you know, you got to put in 400 volunteer hours, either building your home or helping someone else build their Habitat home. I think you require 300 on your own and 100 on your others. And some chapters vary a little bit, but over moved into the home, you've put in 400 hours in manual labor building your home.
And you've never met more thankful people.
And those homes retain their value so well because by the time it's done, well, one, they've put so much sweat and blood to take care of it. But second, they've learned so much putting it together. You know, they know how to maintain their homes very well.
Okay. So we're big supporters of Habitat, and people write us all the time and thank us for our information, thank us for saving them from making big investment mistakes with unscrupulous contractors, unverifiable marketing claims from various products. You know, if y'all ever want to thank me or the entire team here at Roseon House, if I've saved you $1,000, if I've saved you $5,000, you know what? Take a 10% tithe out of that and send it to Habitat for Humanity and just say, because Rosie saved me money. And send it to your local Habitat, put Rosie's name on it, and it'll go towards the Rosie Romero. We try and very often build a Habitat house, and y'all can help us do that and provide housing for one more family throughout Arizona. It's a great cause. So with all that said, we're here, like I said, this hour. We are headquarters central for your happy place about home improvement, home remodeling. It is open line completely. We do get into very specific topics every once in a while. We limit the topics that we take phone calls on, and we're going to do that in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking in particularly about window coverings next hour. And I want you to stop and think about how many different ways, what are the criteria for you picking the particular window covering you want to use? You have to think through it as far as how much light do you want restricted? How much vision and aesthetics do you want restricted? How much insulation value do you want the product to provide? What's the visual impact? What color should I go with? What relations or impacts does it have on child safety in the house? What are the costs? And what kind of privacy function do you want to get out of all of these things? We're going to be talking about all of those things, window treatments, inside and out, next hour. This hour, open line.
I haven't sat down to do the math of the square foot, you know, but when we're talking remodeling, it, you know, kitchen and bath are the most expensive per square foot.
I bet
you could argue windows could get pretty close if you go top-of-the-line windows, top-of-the-line exterior treatment, top-of-the-line interior draperies, and add your security elements into it and your plants outside for a burglar. Windows could compete pretty close in a lot of cases
they
per square foot.
And I think windows are one of those overlooked, ironically speaking, overlooked architectural features in a home. Think of your home without windows. Uh-huh. See, I just proved my point.
I love my windows. I love clean windows.
Yeah, clean windows.
Grandbabies make that a little hard.
Four German Shorthair dogs and 10 grandchildren make clean windows.
And a mini schnauzer.
And a mini schnauzer make clean windows, particularly that one sliding door window out of the kitchen onto the back patio.
I clean it because I love letting the light in.
That's our ongoing challenge. So window coverings in the next hour, but right now let's get to the phones. We have all the lines loading up with questions about all kinds of issues concerning Arizona homeowners. Romy, bring in Carolyn from Mesa. Let's see if we can help her out. Good morning, Carolyn. Thanks for calling Rosie on the House.
How are you this morning?
Super fantastic. How could you not be?
Too. This weather is great.
I'll take it.
I sent in a question by email. That was about, I don't know, less than a month ago, and I thought maybe I should just call in.
Good.
Because you hadn't gotten to it yet. And meanwhile, I'm holding a blue tube UV. It's a germicidal ultraviolet light system.
Uh-huh.
And it goes on to, what does he call it? It goes on in front of the indoor coil
right.
on the AC unit.
Right.
And it's a $400 thing
right.
that they're recommending. I have put on the blower housing, I guess it is.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Okay.
And
did they tell you how long they expect that bulb to last?
It isn't that long, I don't think.
You're going to have to replace the bulb.
Was it like
probably
2 years?
That's right, about once every 2 years, and the bulbs can run $150 to $200.
Whoa.
Okay.
Uh huh.
So that's the expensive part of this. The downside to it, Carolyn, after the expense of the maintenance, the downside is if it's not installed properly, the UV light will actually damage the inside of your air conditioning. The UV will actually eat the gaskets and any of the non-metallic parts. So the person installing it needs to be able to, with great confidence, convince you that they can install it without the light harming the inside cabinet of the air conditioning box.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the positive side to it is it will be some of the cleanest air you can breathe. If you're hypersensitive and you put that and a good paper pleated filter together, you're going to do about all you can do to have the cleanest air possible inside your home.
Okay, well, so far we've lived in this house, gosh, well over 10 years. We haven't had any problems as far as, you know, illnesses or anything.
Okay.
There does seem to be a lot of dust or something, because I have to dust more often than I would ever expect.
Most people do.
Maybe
most
that's just Arizona, but...
Carolyn, how old is the air conditioning unit? You've been in the house 10 years. Have you recently upgraded a new unit?
Oh, yeah. It's a train unit. It was upgraded in May of 08.
Okay. And when they did that, did they do an assessment of the full integrity of the return air plenum and the supply ductwork?
I don't think they did anything but put it in wrong up there. And my roofer saw it and said, oh, my gosh, they installed this wrong on your roof. Call them back. So they came back and they had to bring the crane back and turn it a different way. And
Oh my goodness.
It was a disaster.
Well, it sounds like it. Listen, Carolyn, I'm gonna tell you what I want you to do. Are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to go into the Phoenix area directory, and I want you to go into air quality. You're going to find air quality specialist. Okay, indoor air quality specialist. Have them come out and do a full, complete duct cleaning. Okay, that should greatly eliminate the amount of dust that's on your coils and in your ductwork. Use a paper pleated filter, and then you will only ever have to clean your ducts about every 7 to 8 years. Do that before spending the $400 on the UV light.